Yeah. Oh, we had a good cop in them days too. He was Paddy McGrail. He was a good cop. And oh, he called us, a couple of my mates and myself, down to the office the odd Saturday morning after a dance. Well, he kept his eye on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But he was good in that any strangers come into the town and they weren't of much value, he'd tell them to get on the bus, get out of here. Don't want you around here. He didn't have to do that very often,
mm-hmm.
No.
So what about the hotels? How many hotels were there?
There were just the one hotel,
mm-hmm.
where the prison one is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Boyle's, from when I can remember, Boyle's mm-hmm. owned it. And that's the Boyles that had the hotel over at Winton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they went from here to Winton, but they had the hotel. It was a big wooden two-story building in them days.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank and Mamie Ward, they had bought it off them, and they run a good house.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in it when it got burnt down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got burnt down one Sunday night.
Mm. So fires and nightcaps, how did you deal with fires?
Oh, they had a voluntary fire brigade,
mm-hmm.
yeah. It wasn't a big brigade, not as strong as it is now, yeah. But, I'll never forget when they when the hall got burnt down, the shop next door was right beside it. And that shop went on fire, and then next thing the hall went on fire. And I don't know how the baker shop never got burned down. They had the fire brigade there. They're more established in them days. But anyway, a spark it landed from the hall over to Sinclair's workshop and burnt the workshop down. So they built a new workshop, and we finished up. Grant's built a new shop, and the hall built a new hall eventually,
mm-hmm.
after a few years.
Mm.
But, oh, no, it was...